I've been following this sex, a tell-all exhibition that has been presented in Ottawa at the Canadian Science and Technology Museum. Now, its purpose has been to introduce adolescents to the confusing world of sex. Now, as I understand it, I talked to some of my pals, as I just mentioned to you, if you didn't know this, I did two tours in Saskatchewan. So I talked to a couple pals, and they said nothing really was said about it. There was no big hubbub in Regina when it was in Regina. Apparently, this also ran in Montreal. However, now that it's been in Ottawa at the Canadian Science and Technology Museum, it has ruffled some feathers. And I don't know why I haven't seen the exhibition. Some people find it inappropriate. The James Moore, the Minister of Canadian Heritage, said it is insulting to taxpayers and should never have been staged at the Canadian Science and Technology Museum. Now, the museum promotes the exhibit as a scientifically accurate way to introduce young teens to the difficult question of sex. And okay, there have been complaints because, now this is supposed to be for young people 12 and up, but some people don't agree with the content, all right? So let's talk to the man representing the museum, okay? Yves Saint-Ange is the Vice President of Public Affairs for the Canadian Science and Technology Museum Corporation. And Yves Saint-Ange is with us now. Let's go to Yves on the phone. Yves, thank you very much for your time today.
Good morning.
Sir, I have to, you know, I haven't seen the exhibition. I've only heard some people have felt that it's not appropriate for all. It's not what should be in the museum. How do you respond to the criticism of this this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition opened this morning at 9 o'clock. It was its first debut here in the national capital. So most of the people that actually express comments or concerns about the exhibitions haven't seen it. So the first thing we are saying to them is that perhaps you should come and see it for yourself. So as long as they are 16 years of age and older, or should they be younger than that, they should be accompanied by an adult or a parent.
And that seems to be one of the biggest complaints right now, is it may be, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be for young people 12 and up, right?
Absolutely. It was designed the exhibition was designed by a team of specialists. There were medical doctors, there were nurses, educators from the school systems and public health authorities in Montreal. It had academics also from the, so really they brought all their best of the best of their knowledge and understanding on how to actually approach young people and provide them with balanced and factual and scientific information that will help them understand what is happening to their bodies as their sexuality develops, and really recognize these processes for what they are and really not be scared by them and know how to handle them in a positive manner. We're not promoting sexuality, we're just promoting awareness of the sexuality processes that happens in everyone's body as part of our normal lives. So it was designed to actually speak to audiences at 12 years of age and older, because this is where these processes start, and we think that it is important to tell these facts and this science to people in a factual and balanced way before they actually hear it from all kinds of confusing and corrupted ways that you can find so easily on the digital media right now.
One of the things that I know that a listener or two or a viewer is going to ask is, who makes the decision, Eve, to put on an exhibition like this? I guess you know, for example, the folks from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada aren't involved in this. I know that because they're my next guest and they're not happy about this. So who decides that, okay, we're going to put this together, and who provides the funding and who puts this whole exhibition together that is obviously traveling across Canada so people can understand maybe what the motivation is? I mean, is this a government plan? Is it government funding? Is it private individuals? Where does the money come from to put this all together?
The exhibition was initially put together by the Montreal Science Center as part of their program of exhibition development, introducing science to their audiences, mostly of school children and families, on the various aspects of the scientific processes. So they have exhibitions on many things, such as energy, such as water, and this was one of them that was about sexuality. Once they have completed their exhibition, or the use of their exhibition in their premises, they actually put it on a traveling status. It was actually rented by the Saskatchewan Science Center in Regina. The exhibition, I must say, also has received national awards for the quality of its representations. And then following the two successful displays it had in Montreal and in Regina, the Canada Science and Technology Museums reviewed that and considered that we could make it part of our programming. Now, it's not a blockbuster exhibition in our center. It only represents 6% of our total floor space, so we still have our regular features. But we thought it was an interesting and valid addition to our offering on science to our visitors.
And now, one thing I think that it's important to be clear, Eve, for everyone, this is not a program going on in a separate or Catholic or public school system. It's not a forced lecture. It's not something with an agenda. People have a choice whether they go to the museum to see this or not. This is not something that's a mandatory thing that's being forced on young people.
Absolutely. You're quite right. Actually, we have made sure that we would have informed all of our school partners in the area of the incoming of this exhibition, so they would make an informed choice when they decide to organize a school group to visit our museums. It is in a segregated area of the museums, so really the school teachers can canvass the parents and make sure that everybody will consent to send their children to view the exhibition, and we will be monitoring it tightly so that there's going to be no unintended view of this exhibition.
All right. Now, you know, and I know Sandy Baumgartner, the executive director of the Regina Museum, said there were almost no complaints out there. And I talked to a couple of media friends of mine that said the same thing. There were questions from worried parents, but they went away when the parents were invited to come and take a look. Did you have any pre-tours there, Eve? I mean, you know, did you maybe have a couple of dry runs to see, to judge any reaction?
Absolutely. We did invite the community of teachers in the region and some parents from different groups to preview it last week, actually. And we also had a media preview. So we tried to do the due diligence just to create a climate of as little surprise as possible.
Well, you know, Eve, as you know, as long as they're talking about it, it's a good thing. Some controversy is always good. It brings attention to the museum. You know you're going to get some people that do not agree. I mean, you mentioned the word SEX and people go ballistic. So, you know, it's a tough one. But I appreciate your time and explaining it to us today. And good luck with your exhibition. I know that you're going to probably have a few complaints. Maybe we could check in with you when it's all said and done. Now, how long will the exhibition run? My last question for you.
So the exhibition is with us until the end of the calendar year, so at the end of December, early January. Okay. So it gives your listeners plenty of time to plan a visit to Ottawa and come and see it.
All right. Yves Saint-Ange, thank you very much for your time here today, and appreciate it. Talk to you again sometime soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. He's the Vice President of Public Affairs at the Canadian Science Technology Museum Corporation. Now, you just heard their point of view, okay? And I think I asked the right questions. If I left some out, forgive me. I don't think really quickly all the time. Some days I do. In a moment, Dave Quist, of the he's the executive director of Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. They're not happy about this, and let's hear their side of it. And he'll probably tell us more about some of the actual exhibits that are upsetting people. You know, there's an exhibit here about, let's let him tell you. Okay, there's a few exhibits here that have had some people rolling their eyes. And it may make you roll your ears when you hear them. We'll be back in a moment with the representative of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. We're talking sex, a tell-all exhibition at the Canadian Science and Technology Museum in Ottawa. This is 570 News. All right. It opened this morning at 9 o'clock. There's been controversy about it for a couple of weeks. Sex, a tell-all exhibition, which was put together originally, as I put the story together now, at the Montreal Science Center back in 2010. The Science Center folks then said we felt we had to give them adolescents the right information, because what they have access to is the web or the schoolyard with information that is maybe a bit doubtful. So the Science Center is a safe place to learn about sex. Most of the audience are going through puberty, so it's a big topic for them. It's the main preoccupation. Okay, so this is run in Regina and Montreal without much hubbub. But in Ottawa, even the government, well, of course, that's the government, but it's the minister that's in charge of heritage, has said that it is insulting to taxpayers and should never have been staged at the Canadian Science and Technology Museum. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen this exhibition, but I've heard that some of the exhibitions or the exhibits may be, some people don't think they're appropriate. I don't know. Let's find out now. Dave Quist is the executive director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and they've got their position on this. And let's go to Dave now. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you again.
All right. Well, you know what? You know, I talked to the Yves Saint-Ange, the VP of Public Affairs, and of course, everything is perfect and great. And, you know, he's, you know, here, come to the museum and see the thing. What is your group's problem with this exhibition?
Well, I don't think it's just our problem. I think there's a lot of people that are very concerned about it. I also met with Mr. Saint-Ange at the museum on Tuesday, and I have toured the exhibit, unfortunately. The exhibit, if it was just an issue about reproductivity, about how the human body works in terms of reproduction, physiology, that would be a very interesting and biologically correct display. Unfortunately, there's a bit of a social agenda at work here as well.
Okay.
I think part of it is misleading, and I think that it's inappropriate for, their original intention was children 12 and older. And I try to look at the exhibit as if it was through the eyes of a 12-year-old boy or girl, my daughter at one age and things like that, and thought, no chance. This is not appropriate. The second way I've tried to look at the show is whether it is fairly represented, and is it correctly presented? And I believe that there are a number of cases where that's not correct as well. And so we had some grave concerns, and when we came back to the office after reviewing it, we said, can the show be corrected in our opinion, or should it just simply be stopped? And we asked the minister to shut down the show. Now, I realize that's not his purview directly, because the museum is a Crown corporation. However, he had, in turn, because of our complaint and many others apparently, has asked the museum to review whether the show should continue or not, and in turn has asked those people that feel it is inappropriate to contact the museum and to tell them so, to cancel their memberships and things of that nature.
Okay, now, Dave, can we just go back a couple of inches here?
And sure.
Remember now, it's not so much an exhibition about, an exhibit rather, about sex. That's your concern. I think you mentioned social engineering or a social agenda or something. Can you be more specific about what your concern is?
Well, certainly. I mean, we know that teens are hormones are raging, and there's curiosity and more than curiosity going on. I'm not a prude. I'm not naive to recognize that. However, should we be encouraging through videos, and I watched the video, should we be encouraging our teens to explore best friends with benefits? should we be explaining or telling our teens to explore multiple partners, sometimes simultaneously and other times, you know, just let your imagination go there? Should we be exploring, you know, giving teens part of the story? For instance, one question that was on one of the boards was, I find myself pregnant, what are my options? Well, the two options that were given is continue the pregnancy or abortion. There's actually another option, and that's adoption as well. You know, as soon as you start talking about sex and abortion, you're into a political hot potato here. The federal government knows that one quite well at this particular point as well. I question whether this entire exhibit actually fits within their mandate. The museum's mandate, available on their website, is to study the transformation of Canada through Canadian context, finding new ways, how things work, and through people, science, and technology. And there's more details there, but that's the summary titles that are given. I don't see a connection between the exhibit and what their mandate actually is within that context.
Okay, so really, what I just made some notes here. You know, one of the things to be concerned about is the topic of best friends with benefits. I guess that's you know, friends with benefits thing. So that's taking sex lightly, I guess. Would that
absolutely
be okay? Multiple partners. Well, you know, well, I don't have to explain that to folks. Sex and abortion. That's another one. Is do the gay and lesbian and transgendered issues come into this too?
Not directly. I mean, they do talk about my sexual identity.
Okay.
And that's there. It whether it's appropriate for your 12, 13, 14-year-old to be discussing that yet is up to something, to a family context. I think the two big things that are missing here in addition are there's no discussion about sex in the context of love, emotion, commitment, attachment, dare I say the word of marriage, and how that actually interplays. We actually know there are studies out there and a number of reliable sources that talk about young women who have early sexual initiation and have actually had varying degrees of mental health issues because that love and attachment component is not been apparent as a part of their life. Young women in particular are looking for attachment. And so we've become a very sex society. And when that occurs, for some young women, that's a major emotional mental health issue. There's no mention or context of that at all. Sex is purely for pleasure. It's purely for the act itself. It doesn't talk about sex within the act of intimacy and emotional attachment and marriage at all.
And as you guys put marriage, and also the other word, family. So
exactly.
It's not in there.
No.
Are you okay with one of the concessions I think they made, and I think it's important for the audience to know this, that the museum changed the minimum unaccompanying, you know, for somebody to come in without a parent from 12 to 16. Does that make it any better?
Well, it's certainly a move in the right direction. I find it very interesting, though, that two things occurred just prior to our arrival at the museum. One, we'd read in other reports from the media that said that there was a video, an animated video of how to teaching children how to masturbate. And we went through the exhibit, and I said, I didn't see that, and I'm just wondering where it is. And in talking to Mr. St. Ange, he said, oh, we had some feedback, and we have removed that. He said, and that's when we found out that they've also increased the age restriction from 12 to 16, unless you're accompanied by an adult. Now, those are appropriate steps. However, there are other parts of the exhibit that I still have strong concerns over as well.
Okay. Well, you know, Dave, I thank you very much for your time. We're out of time right now, and I appreciate this. And I'm going to let the audience weigh in on this, and we'll talk again. We always do, and I appreciate your time.